It's continuing coverage of APGC Wrestling. I'm being joined by head coach Joel Reince. And between the two teams here tonight, four wins. So a pretty good night for you guys as a whole. First of all, I just want to talk about the two boys' duels in action for the first time in a long time, as we kind of talked about a little bit yesterday. But especially that one with Sumner Fred, 42-38, back and forth. But you guys are able to get the big win down the stretch with Parker Mulder. Gets that pin to seal it up for you guys. What did you like about how you guys ultimately were able to compete in that one and come away against a good, scrappy, perennially strong Sumner Fred team?
Yeah, they're always tough. Like you said, they're well coached, and their kids are just tough, you know, wrestlers. And I thought we battled them pretty close. You know, there was a couple weights I felt like we were a little lackadaisical, but overall, you know, pretty happy with the performance. And then, like you said, Parker Mulder coming through in a big way at the end, down in that match, and. Man, that's just what Parker does, is just keeps working, keeps grinding through his match, and then eventually, you know, it's going to turn at some point, and it sure did, and to secure that dual win for us at the end.
Yeah, another guy who had a nice win against Sumner Fred here. Me and Betting up here had some praise for Elias Kaykrist being able to pin his guy in 2 minutes and 28 seconds. I know that was a good bounce back for him, and for him, a guy that maybe has a chance to kind of pick up some steam here as we begin kind of the second half of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Elias has got all the talent in the world. It's, you know, sometimes we got to put forth that effort. You know, I got after him after the Columbus duel because I didn't care for what I saw as far as the effort goes. And then, you know, got after him a little bit and definitely redeemed himself a little bit against Sumner Fred. So that was good to see.
Let's see, Columbus, you guys get it done 66-18. Score might be a little off there based on the results, but that's one of those that you probably knew he had a pretty good chance coming in, right? But, I mean, to see your team take care of business there, what did you think of that duel as a whole?
Yeah, you know, like you said, I was pretty confident coming in, I guess, with that duel. You know, it's nice to see guys like Devin Everhart get his first, you know, season experience, go 2-0 on the night and two pins, I believe. Looked really good, you know, and then some of our main guys didn't get to wrestle, I suppose. They took their forfeits, but, you know, Creighton Everhart steps in with a pin in that first one, and Cooper Keller kind of gets the call last minute, you know, with Clayton Freed being sick, but stepped in and did a great job, and like you said, up and down the lineup in that one, as well as Emmerich Nolte kind of stepped in last minute and pins his kid.
All right, so again, a 2-0 night for the boys team. Moving over to the girls, if I can find them here somewhere. I know they're around here somewhere. 60-6 over Waterloo Columbus, and then 53-24 here over Sumner Fred. Again, not every single weight class was filled here tonight, but when it comes to, you know, your girls' results tonight, it's I guess just the continuation of a strong week for you guys, right?
Yeah, the girls are doing awesome. They really are. You know, what we look like we lost one head-to-head matchup against Sumner Fred. So, like you said, that score is a little bit deceiving.
Right.
That there's a lot of forfeits in there and stuff. But, you know, I feel good about the ones that we wrestled in. And like you said, Kaylee Harkin had a nice bounce back after her first dual loss. Zoe Ohlenhop coming up big with a tech. Grace, it looks like you're about to talk to our 100 match winner. She got surprised a little bit. They bumped up their 115 pounder, and she just went out and took care of business.
You bet. So again, 4-0 night for you guys, and you'll be back in action tomorrow with the girls all the way over at Elkader. Man, you guys are putting on the miles here this week, aren't you?
That's right. Yep. Tired bodies, tired minds, but hey, these girls are tough. I'll take them anywhere to battle anyone. So. It's been a rough week, but hey, we're battle tested. We're ready for the end of the season here, regional time and so on. Mm-hmm.
And again, now here you are with the boys team starting up in January. First action of the new year here. A day off, no action tomorrow. But then you'll be back in action here on Saturday. A chance maybe to get into the wrestling room tomorrow, clean up some of those things that you saw here tonight, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what practice is for, right? Is see what you don't like out here and try to correct those things and just, you know, get a good sweat in, make sure everyone's on weight, and then get out of there and get some rest.
All right. Any of your other wrestlers or that you want to recognize or anything else you want to share here tonight before we wrap up?
Oh, boy. That's a tough question. Yeah, all of them. You know, they, like I said, I'm really happy with both teams, boys and girls. They put in a lot of work. I ask them to do a lot, put forth a lot of effort, and no pushback, you know, from that standpoint. So they worked their tails off and couldn't be more proud as their coach.
All right, APGC coach Joel Ryans, thanks for the time tonight.
All right, thanks, JMO.